People affected by PSP and CBD are helping to shape research. Patient and public involvement, PPI, in research has become increasingly important, and there is growing recognition that it leads to higher quality studies. PSPA Research Involvement Members, commonly known as PRIM, is our public and patient involvement group. PRIM provides an opportunity for people affected by PSP or CBD to get involved in all aspects, from identifying information to share with the wider community, to feeding back on the research projects that PSPA fund. The group was set up in 2022 and is currently made up of 10 people who have personal experience of PSP or CBD. The group use their real-life experience to help shape research so that it reflects the needs and wishes of people living with PSP and CBD. They do this through regular online meetings, helping to plan research information events, reviewing PSPA literature and grant applications, whilst acting as a critical friend to researchers and pharmaceutical companies. Valerie Wallace was one of the first to join the PRIM group when it was set up in June 2022. Valerie has volunteered for PSPA since her husband Neil was diagnosed with PSP in 2016, when she decided to set up a support group to connect with others living with the condition locally. Since then, Valerie has volunteered for PSPA in many ways, including becoming an education volunteer and sitting on the PRIM group. Explaining why she first got involved with PRIM, Val said, "My husband Neil was very interested in research. As a scientist himself, he wanted to help push forward research in whatever way he could. Neil participated in Prospect and attended the clinic in Salford many times. He'd also consented to donate his brain, but sadly, he died in the middle of the pandemic, so that didn't happen. Sitting on this group felt a natural thing to do to help others, as well as honour Neil's memory. We meet every month online. If there is a grant application to review, it is shared with us ahead of the meeting, so we have time to collect our thoughts. Our role is to consider the practicalities of people with PSP or CBD being involved in the research, and we often make suggestions on how to adapt the study to make it more accessible. One of the first tasks we did as a group was to review a study where researchers were looking at using a drug in solid form. We provided feedback that many with PSP struggle with their swallow and that a liquid form would be better tolerated. This is just one example where lived experience can help improve research studies for people with PSP or CBD who are participating in the study. Families who attend the support group are always keen to know more about research and how it's progressing, so being on this group helps me to stay up to date. I always share the latest research findings with them and pass on any projects where researchers are looking for participants. When I'm wearing my education volunteer hat, I also share with the care staff what is happening in research to give them a full picture of both diseases. As well as assessing grant applications, we've also been involved in organising symposium days and giving feedback about what content should be shared more widely. It certainly feels like much more is happening in PSP and CBD research than ever before. Every grant application is a step forward in knowledge about these two mysterious conditions. Howard Klass decided to become a member after his wife Steph was diagnosed with PSP. Howard said, "PSP can make you feel powerless. For me, joining PRIM was a way to feel useful and to be a little closer to what was going on. I was a gastroenterologist, so with my medical background, I was interested in hearing about research as well as finding out more about the condition. With my wife living with PSP, I am keen to know about research developments." Steph's path to diagnosis was similar to many with PSP. It took 4 years from symptom onset. I had first heard of PSP, known as Steele-Richardson-Olszewski syndrome back then, back in my medical school days many years ago, but never saw or heard about PSP again until Steph received her diagnosis of PSP in April 2022. Not long after joining PRIM, we were asked to review a couple of scientific research applications to advise if PSPA should fund them. Our job is to consider what benefit they would have for people with PSP or CBD. You don't have to have a medical background to be part of PRIM. practical knowledge of either PSP or CBD is far more valuable. Everyone on the group has been exposed to PSP or CBD for a long time and is very familiar with the conditions. You don't have to be a scientist or doctor to read an abstract of a scientific research paper to know if it will have clear relevance to and potential benefit for patients. One of the things that has struck me, being part of PRIM, is how much PSPA does, despite being a relatively small charity. In particular, they hold a number of research meetings throughout the year and are able to secure some of the world's leading experts to speak. It's clear there is a dedicated group of people, including volunteers, who give a lot of their time to improve the lives of people affected by PSP and CBD.